Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MB Pro Call. Today is April 30th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which of course you can do by going to Stitcher or iHeartRadio or Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast application you choose to use. Or you can go to motorvitality.com and listen to years and years and years and years worth of them. So I mean, who doesn't want to do that during this quarantine time? Here's an idea. You could listen to, I bet you, what, 46 to 47 half-hour sessions a year for the last 8, 9, maybe even 10 years. That's a lot of Kelly. Who doesn't want to do that? Who doesn't? There's some Jen and some other like people that intermingled in there. I think that sounds just like a fantastic way to pass the time. Imagine how excited. That is Chad excitement level right there. So, and for those of you who came on listening to this via recording, you didn't hear the conversation right before. So that was a Chad reference. Anyway, going to start the call off the way. You see what happens when here? This is my like the whole we're during the Corona times, right? So this is my excuse. This whole Corona thing is just making me go crazy. I'm never like this during normal times. For those of you first time listeners, and you're hearing me just kind of go, seem random. You should hear me. I'm like completely organized and steady during normal times. Aren't I, everybody on this call who's normally here? Okay, we have to move on before anybody has a chance to answer that. And we're going to start the call off the way we normally do here in just a second. I do want to remind everybody, next week we have a guest speaker. It's actually, I heard this guy give the presentation at the virtual WQA convention last week. Michael Sennett, who is the legal counsel for the Water Quality Association, is going to be joining us next week as a guest speaker, where he will be discussing the new changes to the Code of Ethics and just the enforcement. Yeah, this is actually really super cool. I'm pretty excited to have a conversation with him because, you know, it used to be that people in the industry that, you know, you'd see a competitor or somebody else out there kind of do a violation on the Code of Ethics they claim to be WQA something or another. And you know, what could anybody do? Well, under Polly Undesser, and who's the executive director for the last couple of years, and when you have people like Michael on, they have really put forth a lot of efforts to enforce the Code of Ethics and the WQA policies. It's actually going to be a really interesting conversation. So I encourage everybody to please join us next week for that. That's going to be pretty cool. And with that, let me ask you the three questions I always ask every week, which is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that is worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country? Or anything that I can, that we cumulatively can help with, including apparently, I don't know if you could hear my cat in the background. She apparently wants to help too, because that's what we do now, right? Is we have our pets in the background offering help during webinars. Anyway, go.
I don't know what's going on everywhere else, but I really have not paid that much attention to the news the last few days, but I know in California, the shelter in place has been extended to the 21st of May. And so that had an impact on what we're doing here.
Yeah, it might. Yeah. So I know that. What is going on? That's interesting. So you've got a California shelter in place that's having an impact there through the 21st. I know Michigan, Jen, what's happening in Michigan?
As far as I know, I think we're until the 15th, but, you know, there's always rumor that it might be extended. But they are slowly opening up certain businesses. Like, now we can car washes since it's been raining for, like, 3 days. But car washes, as long as they're not full service, they can, if they have any sort of full service or it has to do with the square footage of the car wash itself, Just they're opening up some of the things. Restaurants, you have to be seated so far apart from each other. So.
Yeah. Anybody else kind of getting started, like moving and everything? I mean, you know, starting to kind of get back into the business and stuff like that. Good morning and welcome, everybody. Anybody else? I know for me, seriously, it is, and just about everybody I'm talking to, we're just getting antsy. You know, everybody's ready to just get back to work. And I mean, it'd be one thing if it were a vacation, but I know everybody is just ready to go. And so I do encourage everybody, stay healthy, but let's start thinking about what we can do when the world opens back up. We've been, you know, the companies that I'm working with, and I know Jen, you too, we've been really thinking about, okay, what is the next step? How do we move forward? How do we, what do we do? What plan do we, because look, the reality is we are all of us going to have to hit the ground running. It's not going to be a matter of picking up where we left off. It's going to be a matter of we've got to make up for some lost time. And I think that customers are going to be ready to do a lot of stuff too. They're going to be ready to address it. And it's going to be really busy. So kind of what it reminds me of a little bit. And let me just kind of throw this out there in terms of this conversation. When I was looking at new construction, I remember I realized a lot of, you know, the sales that I had where there were new houses, and we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but the people that I was selling to in general, they were going to put in water treatment from somebody. It wasn't a question of whether or not they were going to put a system in. They were going to buy it from somebody, whether that somebody was a box store, whether that somebody was a competitor, somebody that had done more advertising or that they were more familiar with. They were going to buy water treatment equipment from somebody. I made that assumption. If a new house was going up, it was going to have water treatment equipment in it. What I was set out to do was to make sure that it was me that they bought it from. That, you know, I kind of said the only reason they're not going to buy from me is because they don't know who I am. They don't know what I offer. I've got the best, what I think is the best product. I've got the best service. I certainly, for me personally, I'm going to follow up with them better. I was more certified and more educated than most of my competitors. So I felt like once I got in front of them, I had a really good opportunity to present our services and to have an opportunity to sell to them. So again, the only reason they weren't going to buy was from me. The only reason they were going to buy is because they didn't know about me. But what ended up happening, what I discovered sometimes was that, if it was all the way towards the end of the house, towards the time the house was being built, you know, as it was getting closer, I mean, I would start going out early, way early, and reaching out to these people. Foundation poured. I met a customer the first time one time when they were out there roping out their house. So they hadn't even broken ground yet. But they had come out and staked out where the corners of the house were going to be before they could dig the basement. And I met the homeowners out there walking in the middle of this staked out plot saying, you know, and they were doing the same thing a lot of homeowners do. Oh, this is where the bathroom's going to be. This is where the kitchen's going to be. This is where, you know, this is where the kids are going to sleep, you know, and stuff like that. And they go out and sort of walk the house on the ground, you know, where it was going to be, which is interesting because I did the same thing when I contracted to build my house. It was the exact same thing, walked out and kind of looked at it and imagined what it was going to look like. It was pretty cool. But there were times when I wasn't able to get in touch with that customer or find that customer or reach out to him for a long time. Sometimes it was, you know, it got all the way 6-7 months later to where the customer was, just ready to move into the house. And then I'd get in touch with them. And at that point in time, what I realized was that I had a ton of competition. Now, not water treatment companies, okay, because there were very few companies going out there trying to get in touch with those homeowners and reaching out to those homeowners. But the competition that I had was with the you know, the landscapers, they needed grass. They needed blinds. They needed cabinet knobs. They needed, you know, the light fixtures. They needed a mailbox, you know, a deck. All these things that I didn't realize, and, you know, when I built my house, I certainly realized that you think you pay, you know, a couple $100,000 for a house, you'd think it would come with gutters. But they don't always come with gutters. Sometimes, and a lot of times, they don't come with a deck. They don't come with, you know, it's sort of like this incomplete shell. It's just the house. And so your competition, especially if they have not thought about water treatment at the end, if they've not, you know, this isn't something the builder's bringing up. The builder a lot of times isn't bringing up water treatment because it's one more thing that the homeowner's going to have to buy, and it, you know, it could cut into their thing. So let's see how that relates to the Corona situation that we're at right now. Okay. Everybody, all these customers are going to be ready to get back to life as well. Now there's a side issue on, okay, you know, the financial part of it, but I was talking to one of our MV pros yesterday, and he pointed out to me that, you know, most of our customers are, and this is not, obviously not always the case. It's certainly not always the case, and it absolutely has an impact on us. Okay, but most of our customers tend to be those that are capable, you know, especially if they're investing or buying a higher end product. A lot of them tend to be those that are capable from working home and hopefully have continued to be able to work. You know, there's a lower percentage of the essential workers that are on our customer list. I don't think that's always the case by any means, but I do think that there's a fair number of people out there that have been able to still work or have been able to transfer their jobs to, you know, to be able to work from home and have an income. And those people are going to be ready to address a lot of these issues, and we are going to be crazy busy. But what are we doing to compete with all those other things that have been on hold? You know, this, by the time this is done, it will have been 3 months that these people haven't been able to address any of these things that they wanted to address. And now we're going
to
be just...
Kelly, add to that?
Yeah, please. Yeah. Please.
Okay. One of the things, having built custom homes for a few years, that I determined pretty early on was that you have happiness stages in building a home.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And you just mentioned a few minutes ago the competition that you're going to have there from everything else. But there's another aspect of that I think is really, really important, and maybe something that you might think about contacting people early on, putting your name in the pot. And that is that as these people are, you mentioned the competition, but that's stress on the homeowner. Early on, when you say you see people out there early going, oh, here's where the bathroom's going to be, and that carries on all the way up through framing. When they're framing the house, people will come out morning mm-hmm. and evening, before and after mm-hmm. work, because they are so excited, and the impact of the total cost hasn't hit them yet. At
right.
the time that you're talking about, when all the competition is there, you also have the recognition that the house is no longer moving along at the clip, or not visually moving at the clip that it was mm-hmm. early on, because they can't see everything that's being done. What they are feeling is the dollars just running away because of all these things that were contingencies, that there was just simply a budget and the homeowners to pick them out, and it's a lot of stress on them. So if you can get in early, get your name in there, say this is something you're going to need, we want to make this as simple as possible for you, not necessarily sell it up front, but have them thinking about you as they go into that as part of that final process, instead of having to sort through a bunch of vendors that are competing with you.
Yeah, that's what I found to be absolutely true, and it does relate to where we are right now and kind of getting back out there, because right now, it's people are antsy to do things, and if we can get in front of them right now, so the two are kind of parallel, and thank you for that. You're absolutely right. I found that people, you could go out there and customers would, you know, when I built my house, I remember we got approved for a certain amount. And the house itself came under, like $25,000 under what we were approved for. So, yay, that was awesome. But then, you know, the builder starts, you know, initially he says, hey, do you want, you know, 10-foot ceilings? I'm like, how much extra is that? Oh, it's this much. I'm like, yeah, we got that. Let's do 10-foot ceilings in the basement. And he says, you know, do you want this Gentron thing hooked up, wired, hooked up for the you know, so that when the power goes out, you don't have to worry about a generator. It hooks right up. And I'm like, how much is that? And he says, this amount. And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. And then it starts to get towards the end, and you're seeing all these things. Oh, my God, we have to buy this and that. And, you know, it's the last couple months before the house is done. And I'm going back to the builder and saying, is it too late to do 8-foot ceilings? You know, and so you're, when you catch those people early on, you're right, Jerry, the excitement is there, and the stress of what all they have to get isn't there. And what's nice about that is early on, they're willing to give, they haven't been inundated with salespeople and all this stuff all over as they're building the house. And so they are, they're willing to give you their information, their cell phone. You can build a relationship with them early on. That becomes much more difficult when they're getting inundated with the sales calls. So I was talking to Maria yesterday, one of our MV Pro calls, and she was talking about calling these existing customers and just simply saying hi and you know, and saying, hey, we're going to be there. And that's exactly what we should be doing right now, is reaching out to these customers. It is exactly the same, because they're antsy. People are ready to get back. We're not selling anything. When we're reaching out right now, we often are not selling anything because we're not able to do the complete work. But we're saying, hey, I just want to let you know, we're here. If you have any questions, you need anything, and we're going to be reaching out to you as soon as, you know, as soon as things get going back up, because it looks like you're going to be due on service or whatever process you put together for your company. But to reach out and make those contacts right now, while they're antsy and ready to get out there and before the stress of the real world comes back, you know. So, I mean, our competition is not going to be other water treatment companies. That's the most important thing that I kind of want you guys to take from this, is that it's not going to be from, most of it is not going to be from water treatment companies. It's going to be from all these other things, these other projects that these people are working on. Anybody have any thoughts on that? So that was, and Jerry, thank you for your input on that, but Maria, you've been calling people, right? You're on the call, right, Maria? You were here.
Yes, I'm here.
So, you know, what have you found as you, we were talking about this yesterday, that you're reaching out and you're talking to some of these and sort of setting the foundation. Do you have anything to add to that?
I have found when I call them, I'm just following up, seeing if they need service. I mean, you get the couple of people who are not happy that you called, but for the most part, people just want to talk to people. And, you know, I have lists of people that do want service, that want, you know, oh, I did want to do that. You know, call me back in a month. So a lot of people were very willing to just talk to me, happy that I called them.
Yeah. Do you get the feeling when you're calling them that they are inundated with phone calls right now and sales calls?
Maybe. And again, for the fact that I'm telling them, I'm just following up with you just to see how you are, if there's anything that you need. And they sort of take a breath and say, oh, okay, thanks for calling me. No, right now I'm good. Or call me back, I need filters, but I can't do that right now. So positive for the most part.
Anybody else making these calls? And what are you guys doing? You know, so look, I mean, we all know that it's not going to come. We're not going to just flip a light switch. That's the new phrase, right? Through this whole thing, there's been these little phrases like flatten the curve and, you know, and all that stuff. Now we're talking about flipping a light switch. That's the phrase I keep hearing. We're not just flipping a light switch. We just can't flip a light switch and bring it back on. Yeah, I think we get that, right? That you just can't, everybody just can't go back to normal. But we are going to start, you know, within the next few weeks, some states are going to be doing it more than others. And, you know, and some are going to take longer. But we are going to start to come back around. What are we doing? What are you guys doing right now to prepare for that. You know, to if you think about it in terms of that new construction house, when you're talking to those customers like Maria's, what are you doing right now? Anybody else doing anything to sort of prep for that next month reopen?
I'd just like to toss one other thing out if I could.
Please.
And that is, have you seen the Vegas commercial? It says you can't be there. We want you to know that besides all the glitter and everything, you are the most important thing that makes Vegas work. And while we know we can't be here together now, we're going to be here when you're ready. And I think that's really a good approach to just,
yeah,
even if,
right.
if you've got a client base, maybe they don't like the phone calls, but do a mailer, do something. They get it out to them. Just say, we are here. We know that you're going to be bombarded. But the thing that occurs to me is, as people are staying home, one of the things I've picked up on is cabin fever is taking over big time. They're ready to get out and start living again. But the other thing is that as they're staying home, they're finding the things about their home that they don't necessarily want.
That annoys them, yeah.
Yeah, and so some of the things might be here, okay, we could do this better. We could, you know, this is – because they're not just working all the time. They're there.
Yeah.
They're looking at it. And so I think there's a real opportunity here. But you have to do it gracefully and in a way that lets people know, as one of the other callers this morning talking about is, in a sense, was just let them know that you're there for them to help them do what they want to do. And no pressure on them, but it's just something that – it's a service. You care about what's happening in their lives.
That's actually a good approach. You know, when we're, that's actually a really good point. People are walking around going, oh my God, this just is annoying the heck out of me. I got to fix this. And there's probably a lot of people right now trying. I had to go to Home Depot the other day for something, and it was pretty crazy in there. And I suspect that there are a lot of people trying to do the, you know, the do-it-yourselfers trying to do a lot of home projects and things like that. But it is the perfect time to remind them that this is one of those products or projects that they could address. And if they don't know how to do it themselves, then we're there to help them. That's actually a good point. What else? Anybody else on this topic? Is anybody else calling and reaching out to your customers and having conversations? And if so, what are you hearing? And I'm curious. I mean, let's be real. It doesn't always, you know, what are customers saying? What are their reactions to you? What are you hearing when you're reaching out to them and calling them?
Kelly, this is Chris.
Nope. Chris, go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
So basically we're catching up with a lot of past customers talking about service. And people are kind of pulling the trigger on getting things done here in Pennsylvania. But overall, when it comes to new sales, customers just seem to, I definitely want to do this, but you're going to have to get back to me when I get back into work. So we're really looking at a lot of rental programs right now, too, that we're instituting.
How are you prepping, Chris? You know, because that's an issue, too, that I know we're hearing. And I know somebody else had jumped in there at the same time, but I'm curious about this. You know, we talk a lot about sales, right, and things are coming up. But what are we going to be doing to address our service departments? You know, Chris, you are in service, right? You're the kind of manager.
We definitely have three locations with a lot of service work. We are calling the customers, and a lot of people are really kind of letting us in the house to do service work. That doesn't seem to be the issue. The issue is more being ready for when the kind of lift comes up eventually. Mm-hmm. We're really getting a lot of finance programs enacted and doing new rental programs too.
Okay. So how are you prepping logistically for that?
Yeah, we're pretty much already in that position. We really had a rental market before, but we're just adjusting some numbers to make it a little bit more enticing.
Yeah. What about everybody else? What are you guys doing to get ready for, you know, I know the client that I'm working with in New York, that's been an issue because I know that everything is backed up. You know, they've been kind of just moving things from one week to the next. And so the first week that we were able to go back out and really, you know, of course, everybody's going to have masks and the personal protection gear, and we're still going to have protocols. People are still going to have to stay, you know, we're still going to have a certain amount of social distance. But we're going to be doing, I mean, we've got, you know, 15 installs scheduled and just on people ready to go, you know, ready to, and they're starting to call the dealership now and saying, hey, can I get on the schedule first? May 15th is going to be listed. Can I have that week? You know, and there's only so much time in that week. What are you guys doing to prep for that, you know, for those sort of logistics? And also, somebody else jump in there too. Somebody, Chris, right, I don't know who it was, somebody at the same time had said something. So I about the what you're running into when you're calling customers. So who was that that had a comment there? Oh, I lost somebody. So, okay, so what are we doing then for the – go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, go ahead.
It's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
No, I just had my wife is cooking. I got my fire alarms going off and my dogs are barking.
Perfect. All right.
So forget water filters. I need an electrician.
yeah.
No, I did a few calls. You know, I ran into problems because people were not happy, and when you like, I'm calling people kind of blindly. And, like, I had no information for them. I didn't know anything, you know, about past service problems. And they were quoted on something, and there was an issue, and they didn't get back to them. So I was kind of, like, jumping into, like, a fire on some of them, you know.
So that takes it – that we've had that conversation before. So the question then comes – I've heard a lot of salespeople, and we're going to – probably this will take us to the top of the hour on this, but I've heard salespeople before, you know, because we always encourage, even when there's not a corona quarantine going on, we always encourage people to call and stay in touch with their existing customers and follow up and to reach out and do those things. And I have heard that before, like, oh, I got in touch with this person. They were just angry. They were frustrated. We didn't follow up. We didn't do this. And here's kind of my response to that. Man, am I glad you called. Because think about this, whether you called or not, that customer is guaranteed to never refer us. In fact, not only are they not going to refer us, they're going to be out there working, actively working against us. They're going to be telling people not to to buy from us. And so when you're calling those existing customers and you run into a situation like that, take advantage of the opportunity to make them feel warm and fuzzy. Look, people understand that stuff happens, you know, that people get, that service happens, that something has happened here or there. And you, if you suddenly say, look, I'm going to take this by the horns and I'm going to really fix this for you. I'm going to do what I can. You know, right now we're working from home. I don't have the computer right now, but let me dig into this and find out what's going on and I'll get back with you. Now you have an opportunity to not only, it's like you plug the leak that was out there, and possibly you can actually re-earn that customer's business, you know, to get back out there. I found that customers really, they just want it addressed. And the fact that you reached out and called them, I think makes all the difference in the world. They, you know, and so I would not run from those putting out fires or those problem customers. In fact, I would be glad that you happen to, I mean, obviously you hope that not every single one is like that, but I would be glad that you found them before they continued to go out and tell people not to do business with the company. You know, does that make sense?
There's another approach to this too. That maybe not another approach, but an additional step that I would strongly recommend doing, and that is, you know, most everyone has email, and I would say email your customers, let them know that you plan to give them a call, because it's not a blind call. I personally hate blind calls coming into my place.
Mm-hmm.
But someone's emailed me and said, look, I want to call you and talk to you about any kind of challenges you have. These are difficult times, and we're not able to get up and see everyone, address everything. But we do care about what your situation is. So we want to call, find out if there's any way we can be of service to you now or when this all clears up. And that'll let people know that you're interested in them.
Yeah. And that's true, too. I did used to send out letters to customers ahead of time, even for the new construction. You know, if I haven't met you at the house already, I look forward to doing so. So it did give them a heads up, and it gave something to say, hey, I sent you an email. Did you see the email I sent? Or, to follow up on that. So anyway, we have, again, I want to remind everybody, next week we have a guest speaker on. It's going to actually be a really interesting call. I'd encourage you guys to come on and listen to that. Thank you all very much. I really appreciate it. Everybody be safe. We will talk to you next week, if not before. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.